Who are the right patients for interleukin?
Well, they have to have good cardiac and kidney function and lung function, and they have to have clear cell tumors that are predominantly alveolar and likely those that are VHL mutations and HIF-driven, CA9-driven, high-expressing tumors. One has to validate that particular model in order to make the CA9 assay be clinically usable. And we're in the process of doing what we call the SELECT trial to confirm that selection criteria. And if we can, I think we'll be able to make the now only available for experimental purposes, the CA9 antibody, which is now only available for experimental purposes, available for clinical decision making.
Right now, what kind of cure rate do you think you could ascribe to well-selected patients?
I think you could anticipate, based on our data, looking retrospectively at the population, has the selection characteristics that we'd like to select for. Response rates in the 40 to 50% range and somewhere in the 15 to 25% having long-term responses.